You know, I think that's to be expected. If you take a look at other programs, at the very beginning, when many people had not yet experienced the benefits of it, most notably recently, Medicare Part D, which provides prescription drug coverage for America's seniors. In the very beginning, there was overwhelming sentiment in opposition to that new program. But as more and more seniors actually enrolled and got prescription drug coverage, that has changed. Now it's immensely popular. The same thing's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act. Most of the key provisions go into effect in 2014. This has been a political football. There's been a lot of mythology about this legislation. Once people see it in operation and experience the benefits they receive, I think this is going to get enormous support.
So, Ron, you've been involved in advocacy for equal access to health care for many years. Can you give us some perspective on how our current situation compares to what you witnessed in the 1990s under President Bill Clinton?
Well, of course, President Clinton, who had a very significant health reform proposal, was unable to get it passed by the Congress. And so despite a significant and valiant effort on the part of the former president, we really did not see health reform come into existence. And so President Obama is the first president, after a whole string of presidents failed to achieve reform. You know, this dates back to President Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt tried to get significant health reform. Franklin Roosevelt tried to get significant health reform. Harry Truman crusaded on the need to get health reform. Lyndon Johnson did. Jack Kennedy did. Richard Nixon did. He actually was the closest in terms of achieving health reform. All of those presidents fought hard for significant reform, but they were unable to get it accomplished.
So the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments next week on the constitutionality of this law. You have both a legal and a healthcare policy background. What do you foresee as the major arguments that will be heard by the Supreme Court next week?
The one that most people have heard about is there is a provision which requires those people who can afford health insurance to purchase it. And if they fail to do so, they have to pay a tax penalty. That is being challenged as to whether Congress had the constitutional authority to adopt that. So that's going to probably be the major issue. There is a issue that will come up concerning the constitutionality of the expansion of the Medicaid program. In most states across the country, adults who don't have children, whether they are singles or childless couples, they're ineligible for Medicaid irrespective of their income. They can literally be penniless. Congress changed that and said anybody who falls below 133% of federal poverty level, about $30,000 for a family of four, they are going to now be eligible for Medicaid. So some states have challenged the constitutionality of this. My belief is that it is constitutional, but that's what the Supreme Court will be hearing during its oral arguments.
Ron Pollack, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Ron Pollack is the founding executive director of Families USA, a nonprofit organization advocating for equal access to high-quality health care.